Coach, I know we're not there yet, but is that starting to look like what a playoff game looks like, the tight checking and trying to manage the puck?
Yeah, they'll all get that like that now. I think you probably saw a bit of that in the Chicago game, where even they weren't they were real careful with the puck, too. But that was exactly that. After the first period, we got the jump on them. You knew they were going to come back. And then after that, it was a tough grind. And you had to get comfortable in the game. And you couldn't start doing different things because their goaltender was so good. And we didn't. So we stuck with it and got a break on a shot to the net, which was what we had talked about. And spectacular overtime goal.
You talked a lot recently about that Vancouver game being your best game. Does this top that?
Yep. Yeah, this was better. We have more in the tank. You know, Vancouver, we were... Because there were, like, the last goal, we didn't switch off on a lot of the crossing plays in the D zone. And our gap was really good, and that's how Buff knocks that puck down. So the Vancouver game was different in that we couldn't get to some places that we wanted. We didn't have as much. That's at the end of 5-8 from coast to coast, so... We were both. We played hard in Van. The quality of hockey was just okay. But here, you know, quality was pretty good and played real hard. So our last four games have been right, and we've, I think, built as well in each of them.
Hutch had lost four before that. How important is it for a young guy like that to not only get the win but play the way he did, a good goaltender?
The play, again, more important. I haven't felt that. So, you know, I mean, Hutch's game against Chicago was spectacular, right? Our goaltending was no different than our team. We weren't quite as good on that trip. We weren't quite as sharp, which exposed our goalies, both of them more. But, you know, they got back, got a little rested, and got right.
I know you approach every game like it's a game like any other. You know, upon reflection, after it's over, is this win any bigger than any other?
For tonight. Get to keep it for tonight, right? And then it's really important that it isn't any bigger than any other. Keeping that even keel, but at a high intensity level, it feels great. I mean, it was a great battle in a game that, a divisional game, and we're going to have an awful lot of these, so you should enjoy it as much as you can, and then make sure we let it all go.
Well, you wanted a better start this game than on Sunday. You obviously got that. How much did that opening period help set the tempo for your team?
It's all about that memory bank. So when you can have a period like that, you know we're right. We're prepared. We know what we're doing out there. Our jump is back. So it's a good feeling that we feel from the bench. We look like the team that went into the break. And because it's now three games in a period that you like the way you've played, your confidence starts to grow.
Not much of a shocker anymore that Dustin Byfuglien ends this game. What did you see from him tonight?
But you got to take a look at that goal and where he got that shot off from. I'm just not sure how many guys can do that. You know, 3-on-1, use the other two guys as decoys and dig it out of your feet, get it upstairs. I mean, he's just the read on the play. You know, Wheeler cuts into the middle. Scheif makes the right read. Toby picks up the wide guy and Buff comes up into the hole. There wouldn't be a lot of guys make that read as well as he did on the gap and then transition from backwards to forwards. Pretty impressive. I think he'd like to know that he was actually playing defense at the time when he scored the goal, so he wants that on record.
After the All-Star break, the difficulties the team had, you had talked about it, you know, being even before that, even though you had the results initially, are you liking the lessons learned from that tough stretch, or is that a manifestation of some lessons learned tonight?
Yeah, I think... The concerns I had going into the break, I didn't worry too much about because I really thought they were schedule-based. 7-11, again, we're West Coast back up, down. We were a fatigued hockey team, but playing as hard as we possibly could. When we came back in, we just weren't as quick. And it wasn't necessarily the break. It was the fact that we had gone about 2 months without any practices and our pace had fallen off. It's not just what you do and how you practice your team. Again, you start on the East Coast and you get behind it a little bit and then you're out to the West Coast. So now you've got some fatigue building into your room. But we got back to where we needed to. I think we've identified the area of our game that needed to improve. The players have improved that. So we look right again. We look sharp and we look quick.